for English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to Press 2. We're back again for our once a month podcast to say hi to you.
It's a quarterly podcast.
It's a quarterly podcast. So the last time we released the episode was the first of the month. And today we're recording on the 20th. Yeah.
Dang.
It's February 1st when we released
it.
Which means we haven't talked like this since like January. I mean, we've texted, but we haven't like had a kiki. Since January. So I figured since it's been so long, we would catch up with each other. Obviously, we're not going to tell everybody everything that's going on in our lives because it's personal. But I feel like we should like catch up, talk about some TV, not do pop topics, talk about some Drag Race. But, you know, I was going to say not do pop topics. But girl, right after I said that, like 3 hours later, I got on Instagram and holy shit. Kanye West, girl, is having a fucking meltdown on the internet. I don't know. He's like posting pictures of like all these people and just trashing him. So the first picture I saw was Kris Jenner. Well, apparently it's Kris Jenner's now ex-boyfriend, which I didn't even know they broke up. I was surprised. I still haven't heard they broke up, but apparently Kanye has told that they have broke up. You know, she was dating that guy that's like my age. He's like 36. And apparently they broke up. I don't know. But Kanye put this long rant about how he was the devil and how, I don't know, Kanye girl. And then,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if at this point, like Kanye ended up dating Kris Jenner. Like
he praised the fuck out of her, talking about how Kris is like amazing. She's like this great person. I'm so glad this other person's out of her life. Like Kris knew how to like, I mean, Kris is pretty amazing. I mean, she turned those girls into like mega stars. Okay. No, Bruce, stop.
I'm not hoe shaming.
But calling people hoes. Yes, you are. You just hoe shaming. Girl, you just did. You call them hoes and they have not done anything to be a hoe. Okay, so they recorded, one of them recorded themselves having sex with their boyfriend. Don't act like we all haven't made a video or two with a past partner. No, we don't talk about full sex. Well, I'm not going to say I haven't or have not, but it's not on the internet because I deleted it. But I'm just saying, everybody's done something with a video in their past.
I haven't.
Okay, that's what you're saying on here.
I would say, I mean, there's nothing wrong against it, but
I just don't think it's nothing wrong with it because it was her.
Okay, so she basically...
I haven't actually either,
so
though, because I haven't, but...
So did you watch it? I watched it, and I was...
Watch what? Ew, yeah. No, I would never watch a straight
sex
video.
Well, I was like, whatever, it was out there, and I was like curious about it.
I did not want to see... I know, because you told me, Ray J, you talked about him all the time.
Like white socks and chewing gum, but...
He had white socks and chewing gum. Oh, very country.
Mm. But oh, so like Kris Jenner took advantage of that opportunity to like monetize on it.
Of course she did. I would have too if I was thinking smart.
But that's like basically pimping out your daughters, don't you think?
It's not pimping them out. They were already going to be somewhat famous. She just made them more relevant. I mean, they were already hanging out with Paris.
She was rearranging Paris. They're friends.
Exactly. Yeah. And she was already getting like paparazzi pictures. I mean, she was already going to be... So, I mean, why not monetize it? I mean, Kris was smart. And look at them. Hundreds and hundreds of million, some of them in the billions. I mean, the whole family together, well over $1 billion. Come on. And that was all thanks to Kris Jenner. I think she's smart. So Kanye was right about that. Yeah, she's smart. But here's what I didn't understand.
At what cost?
It was not any cost. Quit trying to be like, she's not like...
I'm just trying to get a raise out of you. I don't care about these people.
Well, anyways... Kris Jenner is amazing, and I want to be just like her when I'm pushing 70. And all I have to say is this. Kanye left another thing about... okay, so Kanye's been posting people's text messages. like as they text him, like, you know, he already got in trouble with Kim because Kim was mad because he posted their text. And then Kim even, he even posted a text of Kim asking him, why can't you keep our business private? And like, you know, why do you have to publicize everything that I tell you?
Because like their whole life is so public.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a private text, Bruce. I mean, if we were famous, let's just say we're famous. And then you sent me a text message and it's something that you just wanted between us. Wouldn't you be a little irritated if I went on Instagram?
Barnes & Noble and I told everybody about it?
I don't go to Barnes & Noble because I don't read, but yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm repeating
it. It's like, Barnes & what? Okay. Is that a new club? Barnes & Tacos. Barnes & okay, Taco. My type of place. I'm like, oh, girl, Barnes & Noble. What if they did have like a...
They have a Starbucks on there. Well, it wasn't really a Starbucks.
Where you could like read and order tacos. But the books would be, know, like, they'd be books. Like, they'd be like magazines. No, they wouldn't even be like book. They'd be like magazines. Like it'd be like my favorite magazines, like Delish. You know, they have a magazine. That, anyways, off topic. They have a magazine and I subscribe to it because the food be looking good. And then I'd be making some of that shit. But whatever. This is why I'm forced on a cleanse this week. But anyways, Kanye West had a meltdown. He's still having it. He went after, he posted something with him and Rodney Jerkins talking about how they were glad Chris got rid of the guy. Because apparently this guy is shady. He said that this guy turned Kim to the liberals.
Oh, my God. Like,
that's when I knew I really had to stop reading. But I kept reading anyway. And then he said something about some other text about somebody said something about like, oh, you're forgetting the other beef. You have beef with everybody or something. And then he was like, oh, yeah, they forgot about. And then he started talking about this list of things he has a beef with, like Black History Month. Okay, Kanye.
Oh, I think I saw Peppa Pig was in it.
Harriet Tubman.
Huh? Peppa Pig.
Harriet Tubman. No, this is like his rant yesterday on Twitter. He said that he had beef with, he didn't like Black History Month. He didn't like Harriet Tubman. I don't know what Harriet Tubman did to him. It's ridiculous, you know, and I understand now why I've been kind of understood, but now I really, Kanye, this is not the way to get your family back. I'm just saying. Here's the funny thing. You know how Kanye like deletes all his stuff?
Yeah.
Girl, there's an account that has all his deleted posts. And they were on there advertising on his post, said, get this one now, follow this before he deletes it or some shit. It was insane yesterday. This account has like 11,000 followers and it basically has an archive of Kanye's Instagram. So obviously these people have Kanye on red notifications or not red, but like post notifications on Instagram. So every time he posts a picture, they take a screenshot and they upload it to another site. And homegirl is like banking off of this this new account.
Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know. But like, it's funny because right when I saw that post with Kris Jenner thing, I screenshotted it because I figured it was going to get deleted and I needed to talk to people about it. So I needed to know them to know what I was talking about. And so I screenshotted it. And then like 5 minutes later, I saw there's a whole account with all his, I mean, from the very beginning, they have like his. Now, I mean, Kanye might be acting like this because he does have a Netflix special on right now, a Netflix docuseries that's coming on right now. It's a real docuseries of like actual video footage of him growing, not growing up, but kind of before he got famous. And like,
I've been meaning to watch it, actually. Yeah. And yesterday, so somebody posted, I guess, he's going to release Donda 2 on this like thing. Mm-hmm. I was looking that's at it yesterday. Thing. And it looks okay. So okay, hear me out.
Hurry up. I'm ready to talk.
Are you listening?
I'm trying. If you would hurry up.
Are you taking notes?
No, because I already have. I was about to get to this whole Donda 2 album and how hypocritical it is, kind of, but whatever.
Yes, aside from the hypocritical with Apple aspect of
and
it.
All
of
that, yes. Even though he was just on Apple TV and made millions off of his Apple TV special that he showed up late to. Back in August.
Regardless of all of that, have you seen the video of
You're talking about the
thing. It's actually pretty cool.
Okay, here's the thing. Kanye has his own,
like, from a musicality aspect and like
probably.
Artistic, that is pretty genius.
But you have to pay $200 for this little thing. So Kanye has his own music platform. I forgot what it's called, but it's this little, and then in order to listen to music on this platform, you have to buy this little $200. It looks like a fidget spinner on cocaine, and it has lights all over it. It's like tripped out fidget spinner. And it costs about $200.
No, you know what it looks like more? It looks like a UFO. Small Alexa, or not
Alexa. Yes, Alexa Dot.
Google Home. A Google Home.
Alexa Dot. Or an Alexa Dot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a tricked out rib. Or cocaine
fidget. For their pleasure.
Yeah. So it's $200 though. And then you have to listen to that. What if you only want his album? And you never know what Kanye is like, hit or miss. So you pay $200 and the album's like, eh.
But what if other people jump
on
it?
Well, I'll wait for other people. If other people jump on it, then yeah. Because I mean, if Beyonce.
The question is, can you record your own music, upload it to it, and then do your own thing? That's the question. Mm. Because if that is, like, from the video that I was watching, it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah, I get really that, is. But yeah. It would have been nice if he had just said, okay, you can also do it to here, instead of making people, you know, he has a big fan base, making those people, and some of them who can't afford $200 to do that, to buy this piece for $200. What about like them? Myself. Like, what about them?
What about us, Kanye? What about me?
I mean, like, I'm just saying, like. And then he went on this whole rant about, like,
there's going to be like a bootleg version, and then somebody else is going to come out with something like that. It's going to be recorded.
It will leak. And then I think at that point he'll cave in.
I'm more interested on the device itself rather than the album. Like, I don't know what the album's going to be like.
No one knows. I mean, it's already out apparently, yeah. But like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, he already released it. I think I heard he released it on this little thing. So that's why he's telling people, and they already sold out. So they're making more. Like, he said that they sold out of the little things and they were making more. So he was telling people
did Nicki Minaj cousin's friend who got the balls speaking, who got the vaccine and their balls swell, is that who told you that?
No, it was on released? It's been all over, like, news, like the entertainment news, like page one.
Well, I don't keep up.
Well, girl,
I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
I keep up with news. It's just it. I mean, Kanye made headlines. Apple, even Apple Insider and all the Apple tech blogs were talking about it.
I was reading about the Russian invasion in Kiev.
Okay, yeah, we heard about that. You know, that's a little depressing for this show. And I'm pretty sure our demographic won't really understand. Like, I'm just joking, demographic. Kiev? Is that Kiev? I thought that was that hot actor from, like, Switzerland. But anyways.
Switzerland?
Yeah, Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
Yeah.
I thought you said Switzerland.
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 Swiss Miss.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Land. Switzerland.
Switch your land.
Switch it, bitch.
It's been switched.
So offended. I digress.
Anyway. Are you done talking about Kanye and the Kardashians and all that?
I only talked about the Kardashians for like 5 minutes, and then I talked about Kanye for 10. Okay.
We've been recording for like five.
We've been recording for 13 minutes and 45 seconds.
48.
Depends on what I cut. It may not be that way to the listener, but. Okay. I'm done. I'll shut up now. Done.
Were you going to talk about Nicki?
Well, yeah, because I just thought that it pills onto Kanye. Well, see, Kanye, he did in his little rants of posts over the weekend, he did like post something nice about Nicki. Because, you know, Nicki just broke some record. For,
The most like
something
record or the most purchase single or something like that.
And he gave her a shout out. And then she, amongst all the crazy, she left a comment with a prayer, like, thank you emoji hand. Like, thank you. And then that was it. But it was just so funny because it was so much. And then he took that moment to like shine a spotlight on her. It was the most normal thing on his Instagram page. And then she came in and said, thank you. And then that was it. But yeah. I'm done with him now. I just thought all of this happened yesterday, by the way. So I'm a little like, just like surprised at like the crazy.
But, we never know what's going to happen. I mean, Is he going to run for presidency again? God. I mean, at this point,
I would rather him run than Trump. So I'm not going to complain if he does.
He was a Trump supporter himself.
Exactly. But I just don't want to hear fake news. God.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm okay.
Say China.
China. China virus. The China virus.
I guess they're getting like indicted to testify, like him and his ugly minion kids or whatever.
I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Look like gremlins.
Girl,
like
gremlins. I'm not like, even going to go into what they look like, but okay. I'll let you have that one. Because what I'll say will get us deleted.
Well, I mean, you know what? At this point, it doesn't matter. So they bankrupted the country.
Oh, my God. Okay. So not to like. I'm just going to like let you go into this whole like. I'm ready to talk about Drag Race for a little bit.
Oh, are you watching?
I am, actually.
Are you watching season 14? And are you watching UK versus the world?
I'm watching season 14. Isn't UK versus the world? Isn't that the talent show?
No, that's been long done.
Oh, good. I did not enjoy that.
Queen of the Universe.
Oh, yeah.
They renewed it for a second season.
Yeah, we don't want
to. Well, they renewed that for a second season. But no, UK versus the world is basically UK versus the world.
Wait a minute, Bruce, wait. I think I hear somebody. Okay, now we can officially, now we're allowed
officially talking about it. So you're caught up on season 14, I assume?
Yeah, I didn't watch the Untucked this past week.
It was really good.
Oh, actually. My God. Every time I skip it, I hear your mouth saying it was really good.
It was one of the highest rated ones.
For this past one?
For the whole series.
I thought last week was good with the whole like I'm gonna beat you. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Then he got his ass beat. It went home. That was a good lip sync too. Oh my God. With
yeah. No, this one was okay. So it was more on the terms of it was more wholesome, I guess.
Oh well, I didn't need to see it. No, I'm good.
It's a pretty good season, I guess. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this season?
I love your little twin. Gorgeous. What is her name? Gorgeous? Gorgeous?
Yeah, Gorgeous.
Yeah. I think Gorgeous looks just like, not just like him. He looks like he could be Bruce's little brother and like his little 12, 15-year-old brother. But yeah, he looks just like, he's like a twink version of Bruce. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Gorgeous. He was up here and I couldn't go because it was a school night.
Girl, the next time he comes, oh my God, that picture gonna be, because Bruce takes pictures with all the queens. So that picture, oh my God, I want that picture first, Bruce, because I think that we should share it on the podcast first. And then you post it to your personal.
Who wore it best? It's like me dressed in sweatpants and dress.
But you guys would be like, you could be like, oh my God, it's my little brother. I bet you that picture would go viral. Like, you need to.
Maybe.
I think it
would.
Yeah,
I mean, he was here, so. Or
don't wear a hat, though, because you'll look more like him without a hat.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted.
Oh, yeah. Please keep us. Because this is going to be epic. Oh, my God.
No, it's a good season. It's a really good cast. I'm really sad that Cornbread had to go because of an injury.
She'll be back.
You know, as you talked about, this season was the first season that representation matters. I guess the first, quote, straight, unquote, contestant participating in it. But, you know, if you really looked at his drag, it was more of like costumey than drag. You can tell right away. It's interesting, right? We're talking about Maddie.
I know who you're talking about. I'm just, oh.
Yeah, for people who are not. Well, and so that's the thing. Like, he claims that he's a straight, cisgender white man. Doing drag, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, I think.
A hell of an oxymoron, but.
I guess. Well, so far the eliminated queens have been June Jambalaya, Alyssa Hunter, Cornbread, the snack.
Cornbread.
You know, she was one of my front runners. I wanted her to like go to top four. And on her going away message, she was like, well, you're welcome. Now you guys can actually have a chance to make it to top four. Orion's Story, Metamorphosis. And those are so far the eliminated ones, because in the last episode, we see that nobody was eliminated and it was a lip sync for your money, basically, or lip sync for your legacy. And the two lip syncers, actually, let's talk about the runway. I gasped whenever Lady Camden fell. I was like, production is so fucking shady for leaving that, because they did the same thing whenever on All Stars.
No, but I thought it was a fake fall.
It was a fake fall. But whenever Pheromone fell on All Stars season three during her talent show, they did two takes. And they left the take when she fell on purpose to like make it more, you know, dramatic or whatever. But yeah, Lady Camden, I think I heard the whole neighborhood gasp whenever that happened. Like there was a whole gay gasp going around. Twitter was having a frenzy because they're like, I gasp. And they were like, I lived, I died. You know, I had a heart attack. It gave me life, whatever. It was good. The chaps category was good, I think. The one who missed the mark was Carrie Colby. Carrie Colby's fucking hot. She can do no wrong. But that outfit just like, it looked like a sexy version of Cousin It, right? Because it was all hair. Do you remember? And then she had the long ass braids down to the fucking floor.
I remember the braids.
She
I don't
was like,
the
do you
dress.
Like my hair? I hand braided it. It was like cornrows just
which
going
is
down
so
into like.
So weird because I watched it.
Yeah, it just wasn't really cohesive.
No, I meant like it's weird that I don't remember her dress because I watched this yesterday morning.
Oh, well. Yeah, my top two were Willow Pill. That look was pretty, it was like 90s grunge.
Willow Pill.
You know, she's from Chicago, right?
It is.
Well, she's like from Chicago and Denver, but she lives in Chicago. So she's here. And I liked her. I also liked Lady Camden. Lady Camden, you have to say it with a British accent. Bosco was good. And the one who's getting on my nerves a little bit is Diabetti, because she keeps complaining about
I was
shit.
So happy when she won, like not won, but like when she wasn't safe.
Was on top
yeah,
two.
Because I was like, oh my God, finally she can be
finally,
happy.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I was just like, because I was like, it's going to be like hell in there for them girls if she she's
but,
safe
you know,
again.
That would have made good TV though. So it's like one of those like a double-edged sword type of thing. It's like, okay, do we want to hear about her not being on top or do we want to watch like drag feud happened, but yeah, I was glad she was on top two. And I did not think that she deserved to be in top two. I thought that Bosco needed to be on top two or Willow Pill. The only reason why I feel like they didn't give it to Willow Pill was because what's her name? Jesus, the judge.
Visage?
Yeah, Michelle Visage said that she was doing Moira Rose, and I don't think she was doing Moira Rose. But
oh my God.
Anyway, so it was funny.
That yeah. The whole like challenge, those three sisters, girl, they reminded me of like the UK season when, you know, when they did the girls from,
were Frock Destroyers?
I don't know. It was like, you know, they're from Essex. Remember the Essex?
Yes.
That's what they reminded me of. But yeah, that was good.
It was good. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a judge, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just a show. But yeah, so right now I think the top four for me would be Lady Camden, Bosco, Willow Pill, and Angeria. I love Angeria.
I can't remember her.
She's the southern girl.
Oh, she from Atlanta.
Yeah, she wore that. She wore that 1970s like
she does
Studio
good.
54 yeah. gold.
She's really good. I like what she did the previous week with the lampshade or the curtains. Remember she made her dress out of curtain. Yeah,
yeah, she's good. So that's my top four. I don't know, what's your top four?
I don't have one. I don't even know who I want to win. I know there's not anybody that I hate. Usually there's at least one person I just can't stand, but I never tell anybody. But I actually don't dislike anybody on there right now. But I, obviously, homegirl, Colby is like
Carrie Colby.
She would be like, I mean, just look at her. And then, but I like Southern Belle girl from Georgia. I can't remember their names. You just said it.
Angeria Paris Van Michaels. She has like the draggiest name ever. Angeria Paris Van Michaels.
Yeah, she is funny. So I like having, I like, she's good TV. And she makes, mm-hmm. she's the one that makes me laugh the most. And of course we like Georges, cause that's your little brother. And, so we're rooting for, I'm rooting for him actually. I want him to like take it. Cause I want Bruce's little brother to win.
I think he's good. It's just, there's something that's missing, but
how old is he too?
He's 21.
Yeah. I think. He's really young.
Like he's super young.
Maybe that's what's missing. Because maybe he's so like well, young where he's just.
No, not really. Because like Aquaria won. She's 20. She was 21.
Yeah, but did she have it? You're saying something was missing though. That's like.
I feel like she's missing like the acting aspect of things and just grasping.
Oh my God.
Some of the challenges.
Here's the funny part. Okay. Like 2 weeks ago, it was the one where they had to pop the balloon. And somebody said you can tell he's never mounted. What did they say? Somebody was like, you can tell he's never
topped anybody. Yeah, or something.
Yeah, but they
like
used
that.
A different turn. It was so funny. But he was like, ah. The balloon kept bouncing. His little ass. Oh my God. Okay, that was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a pretty good season. On Untucked though, so we see. Oh, yeah. So on Untucked, though, we see that Bosco was talking about how she was transitioning, but then she stopped, but then she's going to continue to transition. So she is transgender. And then also we see Jasmine Kennedy say that she's transgender. So they were talking about it, how Carrie Colby was an inspiration for her to confirm the fact that she is transgender and she wants to go through with transitioning. So this season we have Carrie Colby, Cornbread, Jasmine Kennedy, and Bosco, which are four transgender individuals in the competition. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool and it was pretty heartfelt. And I mean, they're exploiting this people's struggles for ratings, right? But they're probably going to get an Emmy. Like that was such a good episode. So get your Emmy, get your Oscar, get your whatever, Golden Globe. Teen Choice Award, AMA.
Glad Award. The most important one. So, okay, so before we wrap the drag up, I just like to say, side note, it would be cool though. Like, you know what you don't see a lot on there? You don't see queens from like you know, Palace Bar in South Beach has so many good, talented queens. It would be cool to see like one of those heifers on Drag Race, like the Miami queens. Yeah. Yeah, but I was just thinking about that because a lot of them end up being from like New York, Chicago, New York, L.A. They have some seasons where they have a lot from California and then they'll go.
They have quite a bit from California
and they'll go pluck some from the South every now and then. But like, yeah. It would be cool though if they went to some of these because there's other cities that are like really that have thriving drag scenes. So it'd be nice to see like other cities get a little bit of attention. But anyways, that was just me talking. We're running short on time here today. So I just wanted to talk to you about something else before I let you go. Cause Bruce has plans. Okay. Have you been keeping up with all the TV? Okay. I want to go through some shows real quick that I think people need to start watching and some, stuff like that. So for those of you who are fans of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is like one of the best fucking shows on Amazon Prime, it is back for season four. It is. And they haven't been on because COVID messed up one of their seasons. So they didn't start filming until last year. So the last season came out in 2019 And this is our first season since COVID. And so they released the first two episodes. It comes out every Friday. But here's some bad news and good news about the series. Amazon already renewed the season for season five, even though season four hasn't even barely started. But season five will apparently be the last season of Maisel. But if you haven't seen it, it's a really good show. It's about a comedian in the 50s and 60s, female comedian, I might add. And it's really funny. And yeah, the whole show's good. And there's a lot of like actors in there you'll recognize when you see it. There's homegirl from Mad TV's in there. I forgot her name, but she's in there. And yeah, so it's a really good show. Okay. There's this other show. I don't know if you caught up. We mentioned it last time, Bruce, the Love Off the Grid. Have you been catching up with that?
Oh, no, I have not started. Okay,
so we're going to talk. We're not going to talk about that one, but I just saw it and girl, we got to talk about that next time. You need to watch it because
I'll watch it this week.
Some backwards, like, there's some stuff going on right now that, anyways. Okay. So 90 Day Fiance. Okay, so I finally watched a tell-all for, because you know there's so many of them right now. So there's The Single Life. And so I finally got to watch the second part of the tell-all for The Single Life. Did you see that yet?
I watched clips and pieces of it.
Of the tell-all?
So it was playing on the background.
The tell-all or just the season in general?
The tell-all.
Okay. Yeah, so I finally watched that. Natalie, like, did you see that part where Natalie's like crying?
That was so fake.
I don't think it was fake. I think the divorce finally hit her. Because I think she thought that she was going to be able to like run around Florida and slap whoever she wanted. And, you know, because she slapped a date. And I don't understand. That was abuse. If a man had did that shit, oh my God. Girl. And he wasn't even a jerk. She has problems. And I understand why.
I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, like for TV ratings. I think, or no, I think she really is like
that. Yeah, I think she is like that. You saw that cucumber video. You know, she says, oh, I just love cucumber. Oh, my cucumber. Yeah, she, girl, that cooking video, she likes to cook and apparently she loves cucumbers. But, okay, so what about the regular 90 Day Fiancé? Cause you know,
that's a hot ass mess. Girl, so
I mean, because I get, you know, we had to wait 2 weeks. So the new episode is coming on tonight.
The Super Bowl.
They were interrupting. I mean, you know, that whole Mary J. Blige hip hop concert that took place at the football game, you know,
the Queen of Soul Rose.
You know, it was like the Jay-Z, what was it? Not Jay-Z. Oh, did you see Jay-Z in the audience, like dancing to the song that he wrote for Dr. Dre as Dr. Dre sang it?
No.
Still D-R-E. Apparently, Jay-Z wrote that song back in the day. And so when Dre performed it, you can see Jay-Z in the audience of the Super Bowl, like rapping the words, like word for word. Like, it was just funny. It was like, everybody's roasting 50 Cent about his like whole upside down thing. But, you know, this is not sports talk. Anyways, 90 Day Fiance. Okay, she snatched his hat, girl, in the preview.
Oh, I saw.
I cannot wait to see. Oh, my God, that head. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And he says that he keeps it shaved like that because so people don't think that
he doesn't have hair. So he leaves a little. That is so gross. He leaves a little 5 o'clock shadow in the back. Imagine if he just let his hair grow out. He would look like those people that get their hair burnt off on cartoon.
Like, just shave it. But then I thought, like, they broke up, though, right? Like, because she got mad at him.
Well, here's the deal.
Over the pictures.
Mm-hmm. But see, there's rumor that they are, like, now, like, today, still talking. I don't know. That's why I just want to see tonight's episode. Because I don't know if they're together or not at this point.
I don't think anybody knows. She's just like such a hot mess. Like, but I don't know if she's doing it for TV or. Oh, and then the guy who was like a Mormon or whatever. He's like older, fit.
Oh, girl, they said he was an actor.
Yeah, they said he was an actor. And then actually the girl or whatever, what's her name? Tennessee.
Tennessee. Memphis.
The girl he's gonna go meet.
Oh,
like,
is she even real?
Mahogany.
Is she real?
Mahogany. Apparently, she's real.
Oh, well, I mean, we know she's real. Was she in on the show?
Yes, but apparently they're saying that she's a paid actress too. So, because yeah, he was like on TV commercials or something, and he was pursuing to be an actor. So they're saying his storyline is fake.
Yeah.
So. Which kind of makes sense.
I mean, because like, who would travel after this? Somebody call you and tell you don't come. Why would you still go to the airport and go around the world? Why would you do that?
I mean, if I was friends with them on social media, I would make sure to post it and see that I'm having my best life, even though I'm not.
Why would you even go if the guy tells you to stay at home?
Because it's already paid for. Like, I mean, I know it's fake, but if it's already paid for, yeah,
maybe
then
he was looking like that. Maybe he was thinking that way.
Yeah,
if it's real.
Maybe like, if it was real, right? Like, you're just like, fuck this. I'm just going to, like...
He didn't say that. He just was like...
No, but I'm saying, like,
in your head, especially after you told everybody, you're not going to go back home.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
yeah.
So, okay. There's something else I want to
say. Are you watching Darcy and Stacey?
Yeah, it finally got a little bit. This episode, past episode, was decent just because, like,
the one with the show.
Well, yeah, because they, you know, I think they heard me. Yeah. Remember how I complained? I said I wish they would focus more on the business. And so that episode was all about their business for the most part.
Yeah, it was some cute shit. I was like, all right, I would buy that.
Girl, Georgie, though, maybe, walking down the runway like a caveman with those big. Even the other guy was making fun of him, talking about his big feet.
What's his name?
Stacy's, right? Stacy's husband.
Florian.
Florian was even... I don't know what he was walking like. And he said he was a model in his country. And I was just like,
and then they showed him walking the runway.
Well, they showed pictures of him walking the runway. Not the actual walk, right? Because that's what like made the difference.
He walks funny.
He walks like he walked like he had like... stilts, like he was in stilts or something. Like
he walked like he had just left the bathhouse.
Yeah, and there's like something up his ass
during Pride.
Yeah,
on a weekend,
and he's a bottom. Yeah, that's what he left like. Okay, so I mean that is what he was walking like.
I feel bad for him though, because of Darcy.
And the way they're grilling him, and then they're putting all his business out there, like, let him live off his credit cards.
He signed up for this, though. He signed up for this.
Yeah, but he's, like, trying to keep up with her. Why is she acting like it's, like, girl, you knew his ass was living off of credit cards, and you met him. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem?
And then, like, whenever she jumped in the water, and she's like, save me, save me.
I know, and he's, oh, God. He
was, like, it's just water.
Just save her. Oh, my God. Okay. Memphis is apparently pregnant.
With what's-his-face's kid?
That's what the rumor has been going on. We're trying to see how the season plays out. So she's apparently pregnant. And then her ex...
Is she back in the U.S.?
I don't know. But her ex posted... So something went viral with her ex, where her ex was saying like how she's crazy.
Oh, yes. I read that. Yeah, yeah. So, I saw that.
I don't know.
How she's like bipolar, and how for some reason she wants to like have kids with like different men or something like that. I don't know if it's true or not, but
yeah, because he could just be scorned, but
he could just be scorned. But also the way that she's like,
I just think it's weird how she flipped out on him for like she got mad at him because he didn't last long enough in bed. But I mean, it was their first time, and he had never probably had like, I was like, girl, you should take that as a compliment.
Yeah, but then like,
I mean, it's not, it was the first time.
She's kind of immature though. She's a very immature.
Yeah, I mean, she tells him she has to go poop. I got to go shit. No, she don't say shit. She was a grown woman. She would say, I got to go take a shit. She said, I got to go. She goes, me go poopy or some bullshit like that. Like she's talking to a fucking toddler. He's fucking grown. Just because he's from another country, you don't have to talk to him like a dumbass. My God, these women, the same one did that same shit. The one, you know, the one from Georgia that went over there and got that guy that had the tattoos. She had the tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And she used to talk to him the same way. I go get cart. You stay here. I get cart. What the fuck?
What the fuck is her name?
With the shopping cart in her house?
Yes. His name is
Zaid or something, right?
Zaid. And she's from Georgia.
Yeah. She's from like.
And she got like a. She got a mummy. She got a tummy tuck. Fuck. What is her name?
She's like a private detective.
Rebecca. Yes. Yeah, but she would like dumb herself down and like she, ugh, it's so annoying.
It's like,
so, you know, the couple that I'm interested in, though, is the one in Colombia. What's her name? Two kids, got pregnant with a guy who was in jail.
Oh my God, I'm sick of that.
He's bald.
Yeah, I know. The guy from Rocco's Modern Life. The turtle.
I'm interested in their story.
He looks like a tortoise. Yeah.
I'm interested in their story.
The farting and stuff just did it for me.
I think she was just looking for an excuse for her to.
No. Maybe she was, but so. I wouldn't have been. I was on her side. That was gross. And then he act like it was nothing.
Well, he did say, like, he said that he has ADHD or something. And then he said, you know,
because you have ADHD,
okay. So he was just like, you know, I have not been around a woman.
And you shouldn't be farting if you were around your, what the fuck?
But if you don't,
girl,
he
lives
with his dad and his grandpa. And you know, they're probably like gross.
Yeah, probably are. I saw that house. I saw that nasty.
Men are gross.
I saw that kitchen.
Men are gross.
I saw the kitchen, honey. You can tell a lot about people by the kitchen.
There's not a woman there.
No, honey, ain't a woman in this house. And my kitchen ain't
looking
like that.
Well, see, now that she's like, okay, so now that they talked about it, we'll see.
He's trying, he said
he was trying. Yeah. So
And then he can't fuck apparently because she was not thrilled.
I think that was production editing that because the question, the way that they asked it,
Bruce is like really on the tortoise side right now. He's really on the,
because I'm just,
he's
like
rooting for the underdog, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's like, a nice guy. He's just not.
He's a nice guy.
But nice can only get you so many places, honey.
But still, like.
Just, and then even the dad was like, what did he call it? He said it in Spanish, but the way they translated it, it said that he's had never seen anybody with that. He used a technical word that is normal in the medical biology field, but like it's funny to hear somebody. He was describing the guy's like build, but he said his that word is like a really big word. And when they translated it, that's what it came out to in Spanish. He said he had never seen anybody with a.
I don't know.
What was another word for body, like or your frame or.
Composition.
No, it was like, oh, girl, we'll talk about it next week or whenever we decide to record again. I can't think of the word. I cannot. It was so funny that he said that. I was like, even the daddy, like, this motherfucker, look. Oh, girl, did you see the picture on the trash talk of him next to the kid? If they found a picture of him when he was a kid.
No.
And then they put it next to the kid from Malcolm in the Middle. Remember the little brother from Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh, yes. Oh,
somebody,
that is so mean.
And then somebody commented and put Brick from the Middle on there. And I was like, y'all leave Brick alone.
Oh, I did see it. I'm looking at it now. Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle next to Mike.
And then somebody commented from the other show, The Middle.
Oh, Brick. No, Brick from the Middle.
They can leave Brick out of this.
But, okay, so Mike has a disability, right? Does he?
I don't know. Girl.
Well, ADD is a disability.
ADHD. That's not what you're. Girl, let's just leave that alone. I don't know if he does or not. You're just assuming based on the way he looks. He looks like he may have.
But I was asking.
Yeah, you were asking.
I'm not saying.
We don't know.
I don't know.
We do not know.
Yeah,
we do not know.
Those people are rude as fuck.
They are rude. But you know, we the same thing happened to us when we were talking about Big Ed, and then we found out he actually had a disability, and so that sucked. But
yeah, but like his disability.
His personality
being
just
a pig.
Makes us like want to keep talking about
it. I don't know. He's just ugh.
Christ. I mean, at least he cut his hair. He doesn't do the mayo
true.
Thing.
True. He
anymore.
Looks better with his haircut.
Oh my God, I can't believe him and his poor mom don't get along anymore because of that young heifer that he brought in.
Oh, the
26 year old
from the restaurant.
Yeah, the waitress. Oh. He's just fucking waitresses now. Anybody that is young, he's fucking them now. I shouldn't say that. That was rude. Sorry.
That was rude.
That was rude.
Rude.
Rude. Rude. You rude bitch.
Rude.
I know. Okay.
Anyway, to mention real quick, if you want to watch UK versus the world, Pangina Heels, she's the host of Drag Race Thailand. She's eating everybody up and I love it. She sent some of the top runners home already. And like, it's good TV. So
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another show that I found. It's on its second season now. It's called Dollface. And the girl from the one show where they made the cake bites. Remember that show on Fox? It was about the two broke girls. Hey. Oh. Yeah, the one with the dark hair. You know her. She's the one. She plays in a lot of stuff. I just never can remember her name.
Kat.
What's her real name?
Two Broke Girls. What is her name?
She's like the star of Dollface. You could just look up Dollface and find her too, but yeah, that comes on Hulu and apparently
Kat Dennings.
Yeah. Oh God, I love her. She's so cute.
I love her.
She's so fun.
She's so pretty.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then there's this other show. Oh, Dynasty is coming back. Been back, but then they've been kind of like, they had like a part two. They split their last season into two parts. And so they came back for Christmas and did like a Christmas special and then an after Christmas special. And then they disappeared again. Well, new episodes to finish out the season start March 11th for you, Colby and Carrington fans.
Oh, I wonder if that's Carrie Colby's name.
Yeah, it's the Dynasty.
Oh, it is? Oh, I don't know that.
Yes. Yeah, it's the Colby. That's what she, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's what the whole theme kind of this season I noticed with the whole Dynasty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Dynasty. So. Was that Grindr?
No, that was my work phone, actually. Well, my day job phone. Unfortunately. It just be...
Oh, your day job.
Girl, please, stop trying to insinuate something.
I'm not
insinuating. Ain't nobody prostituting.
It's coming back. That sound came from your end. So.
your bottom end. I heard a horn. Is that your bookie?
That's my dealer. That's
your, no, honey. Is that your, you know, what did they call him? Your John?
My John. Yeah. This is my Jacob. Jingle Jackhammers. It's John Jacob.
Halabaster. The third.
Halabaster Smith.
The third.
The third.
Junior.
Don Lewis.
Junior. Okay. What else? There's some other shows.
I don't know.
There's this cute gay show.
Oh, are you watching the Olympics? Speaking of gay shows.
Please.
Yeah. The whole thing with doping. Mm. That was cute for a minute. And then I was just like, oh, that's sad. Cause she ended up in fourth and I was watching her perform and I was just like, I wonder if she threw.
And they're not letting anybody, they're not ranking anybody that plays against her until the investigation is finished.
It already happened. And she plays fourth.
Oh, so they did the investigation already?
Yeah, they did the investigation. She came back positive for three drugs that are like illegal drugs. And they still let her compete and everybody was like against it. Like this girl is 15.
But I remember she competed, but they said something about they weren't going to give anybody else a medal though.
Right. If she placed in any of the first, second or third spots, there wasn't going to be a medal ceremony. So I was watching her performance and I was one. Oh, there. Yeah.
Anybody with an iPhone would know that that's an iPhone text sound. Shut up, Bruce.
That's a Samsung.
This is an iPhone from work. Oh my God.
I was wondering if she threw it on purpose because like, I don't know. It was just sad. The Olympics are just crazy the way that the Republic of, not China. I don't know, but they're not participating under Russia. So Russian OC, something, whatever. But yeah, so. What was the gay, cute little show that you were talking about?
I can't even remember the name. It's on Amazon Prime, and it has Homeboy. Remember Ugly Betty, the little brother?
Oh, you tell me about it. Yes.
And the guy, Josh Chan from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, he's in there. They play like lovers in the show. It's a really good show. It happens like over the course of a year. So they basically, each episode is a holiday in the year. So I think the first episode started out, it was like Christmas. And then the second episode was like Valentine's Day.
Is it With Love?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Okay.
And Homegirl, George Lopez's, that played George Lopez's wife. She plays the wife. Ooh, Constance like Marie, nice. Right?
Yeah.
She plays. She plays like a wife in this show.
How
original.
Groundbreaking.
How groundbreaking.
It's like florals for spring. Groundbreaking.
Yeah. You caught me like
it's like Jennifer Lopez playing somebody from New York.
It's like Jennifer Lopez. Never mind. I'm not going
to say it. She doesn't have a Grammy.
No, I was just saying, like, it's like Jennifer Lopez playing a non-ethnic character because they always make.
Oh, she did it enough.
Oh, yeah.
She basically played like a white woman.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. And then one time, like, I mean, there's been some times, but like, then I just had a, like that one movie, like, I was like, oh, she's finally Latina, but then she's like made in Manhattan. Like, really?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's like stuff like that that just like irritates me, but whatever.
Yeah, and Grandmother or Monster in Law with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
It was actually a cute movie.
It was a good movie, but she still was like.
She still played like, that role.
Let her be Puerto Rican. Like, my God.
She was Puerto Rican in Anaconda.
God, that was so long ago. I was in elementary school. I'm talking about like recent. But anyways, my Anaconda didn't do shit back then. Ooh, I wanted an Anaconda though. I was like dreaming about them.
Anaconda. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sage Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Mary Kondo.
You know, if you had like a drag duo, it could be like Marie Anacondo and it'd be like two.
Well, you know, like gay in Spanish is maricón. So it'd be like maricón.
Oh, really? Duh. I used to hear that word all the time. Oh, my God. Now I know what I thought they gave me a cute name.
They used to call me maricón.
I thought they were calling me like, I thought it was like a term of endearment.
No, it's not.
I'm just joking.
Oh, like I'm loud mouth or big mouth whenever coach, whatever. He's like, yeah, I work at the restaurant. They call me Pendejo.
Oh, my God. Okay. It is 3:30. Bruce had a hard stop at 3:30. So
stiff.
We got to go, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, have an amazing week.
Yeah, you can follow us on our social media.
Bruce's ride is like.
I know, bitch. I will be out there. Hold on.
This John is like, bitch, give me my money. Okay, yeah, you can follow us on social media at Press2 Podcast. Don't forget to buy my storage bags at Maison Carter Official. They are officially on sale right now, and we're running a President's Day special. But by the time you hear this, the special will be over. But there's a coupon right now on Amazon where you get 5%.
Why didn't I wait till I bought them?
Girl, I don't know. But like, there's a coupon now for 5%. It's only 5%. It's a coupon for 5% off. So they're. Oh, girl. Okay, we got to go because your ride is like. Interrupting our show.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but they're like right outside my window.
All right.
It's some ugly ass gray car.
Not a gray car. Oh, girl.
But it's not a car. It's like one of those like little cars.
Put on your shoes, honey. Let's go to the dealer and get you a car.
It's like a commercial car.
Oh, like a. What's a commercial car, honey?
Like one of those Ford, whatever, that looks like a minivan, but it's not a minivan and they use it for like commercial stuff.
You mean like a van? It looks like an actual van truck.
It's not a van.
It's a truck.
It's not a truck.
What is it?
It's a van truck. It's a Von Trapp. I don't know what it is, but they're outside the window just honking. I don't know why.
You should be like, I'll be out in a minute. You should yell out. Like, I'll be out in a minute.
I'm trying to record this quarterly podcast. God damn it.
Oh, my God. All right.
So yeah, follow us at Press 2.
I already did it. You just weren't.
Oh, you already did. Yeah. See, I'm like, buy product on Amazon. And,
yeah, I did that too.
Stay cute.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, the hotline.
The girl, 832-390-0279. Y'all ain't calling anyway. Bye.
Only bill collectors.
We don't, girl. I wish a bill collector. At least we could like average. We don't have a bill to collect, Bruce. How are we gonna have bill collectors? Oh, God. Okay.
Bye.
See you next week.